You are down in deep.
This is deep.
But I know how to fix the situation. Mommy just suffering from love deprivation, so I gotta give a thug reparations. Put it in the life until love leg is shaking. Slow and passionate till we forget what happens. Then we laughing and we back friends.
You don't have to fuss and fight. Why don't you just spend the night? Baby, let's just kiss and hug. In other words, girl, let's make up. So much love to be made. Instead of screaming, who's the blame?
What's going on, peoples? C-Man Big B, welcome back to another edition of Dating Sucks. Now, before you jump on your phone or jump on your computer and start your hate mail to us wondering where in the fuck have we been, listen, we've been busy. That's not what's important. We here. And when I say we are here with my man Diego.
Hey, hey. We're back.
Nice, nice. And flanking Mr. Diego, we have Miss Sonia.
Hola.
And we have, everybody rise to your feet, all hail the queen.
What's up?
Hey. No doubt.
Hey, people.
What's going on, man? Miss y'all, folks. Uh-oh.
Phone down.
Man down. How's everybody, man?
Good, good.
Busy summer.
Yep.
Summer is drawing to a close.
I know. And here like summer's over already. Wow.
I think like the last time we convened, it was like just starting to get warm.
Yeah. Right, right.
And we were all looking forward to those sweltering, hot, 100 degree days with 90% humidity.
Which we had.
No, we weren't.
So how convenient that. As we're back here today, we have a nice, cool, less humid day.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful outside. But guess what? It's been a tumultuous summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's been some breakups.
Some
there's been some I hate yous.
Mm-mm.
There's been some fuck you don't call me no more.
Oh.
And people have finally got fed up. They threw up. Mm-mm. The IDS signal.
Break up to make.
And here we are, man. We going to get you guys right to get into winter.
Or mess you up more. I don't know.
And
whatever.
You know, if you follow our guidelines, you can make it through winter and enjoy your mate next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have to say this. If you go online, be careful, be careful, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What does that mean?
I just got so many pretenders out there. I mean, you know, showing half pictures, just your head shot, half body shot, faded out pictures.
What are you talking about, on Poof?
No, mm-hmm. just not just Poof on black people. Me, Poof on all of them. Everybody just faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just put up your real picture and stop faking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you 50 and overs. Half of y'all fell off the cliff. Y'all need to just stay down. Stay down.
What in the world?
Yeah, it's been ugly. It's been ugly.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
I'll tell you, it's not a pretty thing. It's not pretty.
You Young Bucks on Tinder, you doing all right.
Yeah, y'all are. Y'all doing all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in Grindr, we don't discriminate.
Yeah. But
do you?
Before black people meet, it should be.
Half them niggas is pictures that they took from off underwear commercials in Italy.
Uh-huh.
They ain't really down.
So you saying that's not them?
They ain't down.
That's not them on Tinder.
I got all that.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, let's get into this. What we got?
Let's
do it. These people are—they have been.
Yeah, I know.
They've been reaching out.
Sorry, people.
What? My man's about to leave me. What am I gonna do? Yes.
What?
We're all here.
Right. All right. Well, let's get into this. So, I feel like this question we must have asked it on IDS. Someone gave us this. Probably for some of the dating show, but I think we asked it, like I said, on IDS. But so I'm going to just ask Diego and Sonia, what is the correct way to break up with someone?
You want to take that, Sonia?
Well, it's for both of y'all, so I guess ladies first.
Let me go first.
Yeah, go first.
Oh, not the big sigh.
I have to exhale on that.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know if there's a correct way. I think that if you're not a coward, there's a lot of cowards. If you're not a coward, there's nothing wrong with just telling a person after. Don't wait too long. It's whack if you're dating somebody for months and months and months, or even years, and then all of a sudden, or maybe a year, but not years, a year, and then all of a sudden you say, "I'm just not feeling you." I mean, but. If you know that that's not the person that you are going to want to be with, or you just something about them you don't like, just tell them early and just say, you know, I don't really feel like this, you know, that we're compatible or whatever. And then just, you know, nice knowing you. But
that easy? Nice knowing you?
Yeah.
Nice knowing you?
Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back no more. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, but you know, a lot of people now, what they do is they just ghost. They just don't call at all. They talk to you on Thursday and Friday, do, you know.
Damn.
The numbers come.
Or, the number you
or
reached.
Like, you've been blocked. Like, what's that all about?
Whoa,
damn.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that, you know. That when you're done with someone, I think you should try to keep it as, I guess, polite as possible. Just simply say, look, we have reached the end of our road, and I don't see us going any further. And you just kind of just say that. I mean, I think a lot of people sometimes get into relationships and thinking that they're supposed to last forever. But sometimes, you know, you're just with that person for a reason and a season. And when that season comes to an end, just simply say, hey, we're just not there anymore. And there's nothing wrong with just breaking up with someone and remaining still cordial, if not friends. I mean, you know, I don't think that you need to do it in a very hurtful manner. You just simply say, we're just not there anymore, and move on. You know,
damn,
but don't do the ghost thing. The ghost thing is so lame, though.
It is lame.
Yeah. Just simply just man up or woman up and say, hey, look, I'm just not feeling you like that no more.
Yeah.
Simple.
I think if it's like you can ghost on somebody if it's early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's ever good.
I'm just saying, if you say if I already told you, hey, I'm not interested, and you keep reaching out, I'm gonna stop responding.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's early enough, you know, then it's okay. But to ghost somebody that you've been with for a really long time, I think that makes it whack.
Mm-hmm. Not a real long time, but maybe so less than a year, but not more than a year. So it's kind of...
That's a long time.
Well, yeah. I mean, it all depends. I mean, because...
A year out your life, that's a long time.
Yeah, but I think if you ghost on someone, you ghost on somebody that you might have met and you might have, you know, hit it a few times and you're like, ah, bitch, I'm done. And you might ghost that person. Mm-hmm. You know,
and bitch can be a man or a woman in that.
Yeah, really.
I mean,
either one. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you know, bitch. So I mean, women. Hell, there's women out there that ghost also. So
absolutely.
So shit.
I guess the only part about the breakup that confuses me, especially like when people call me during the breakup or whatever, blah blah. If you're breaking up, or someone has broken up with you. Why is there an argument? There's no need to, if it's over, there's no need to argue about anything. You know what I'm saying? However you're going to let them know that it's done, mm-hmm. let it be done, and let there be radio silence.
Mm-mm. But that's the emotion part.
But why? Why? My thing is this, Sonya. If I come to you and I just say, listen, it's just I'm just not here anymore. It's just not working for me. So I'm just saying we should just kind of just go ahead and call it quits.
Mm-hmm. Now it all depends. Like, am I in a fog? Do I not see that coming?
What does it matter if I'm no longer here?
Right. But a lot of times, I'm just saying, as from a woman's perspective,
you can put all the emotion you want in it.
That's what it
is.
Do
you think that's going to make me say, you know what? You're right.
No.
I like this angry, cursing person that I see right now, and I think I'm going to come back. Where was this all my life?
No, I mean, I hear you, but it's just that's the reason why it happened.
See, I think what's overlooked is you guys as women don't realize that's what your girlfriend's for.
Yeah.
You call them up and you vent to them,
right?
And you get that shit off your chest with them. Don't even, if the dude is leaving you, don't even give him the respect of seeing you out of character like that.
No,
yeah, but that's emotion, though.
But still, though, at some point, I can't keep buying this emotion shit that I keep hearing. It's like everybody I talk to has an excuse for emotion. So, I mean, at what point do we cap emotion? After you stab somebody? Oh, well, she was emotional. She stabbed you 12 times.
Yeah.
You got to understand she was emotional right now. But so, where does emotional have to be capped?
I mean, I think it's like, man or woman. And I think once you get into that time, and some people think that once they invested that time and that other person, no one likes to be the breakee.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to be the one that someone's walking away from, because they don't want, especially if you don't have a clue that you're about to get,
dumped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one likes that. So it's that shock. That's that shock. And it's like, I did all this. I ate your ass. it's like, you're the only man ass I ever ate. And how you going to leave me after I ate your ass? And it's like,
I was speaking under, speaking as though someone that we've gone the route, we've said, hey, XYZ, this is the reason why it's not working, blah blah blah, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you want to speak your piece and say, oh well, it wasn't working because this and this and that, and that's probably why you received that from me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then at that point, if I don't then say, okay, I didn't see it that way, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. If I'm still at breakup mode, then it's breakup mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So screaming, hollering, and getting emotional,
it ain't gonna
bring me back.
Yeah, that's just anger. And
it's just going to validate, like, woo, I made a great choice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But like I said, nobody likes to be the breakee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they just feel like, oh my God, I put everything in this. And that's just the way it is.
I think I've been fortunate that people that have decided to break up with me, I'm like, all right, if that's what you decide, but not to say that you ever want to see anybody down,
right?
But man, when you come around that corner, it's like, oh damn, the shit's on the curb. all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never had anyone break up with me.
Yeah. Me either.
Yeah.
I always do the breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I wish I could see me. well.
I mean, sometimes I wish they would break up with me, but for whatever reason,
you said, you don't want to be the, nobody wants to be that person or that guy or that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, I don't mind being that person. I mean, like I said.
Then why didn't you do it then?
I mean, I broke up with people, but that's like I always say, because sometimes you do stuff like, especially guys. Guys, we're famous for doing, we know the relationship is over, but we don't know. We just don't know quite how to end it. Mm-hmm. So we'll do dumb shit for the woman to break up with us, and they still don't get it.
Comment.
God damn.
I'm not gonna agree with that. I'm the other dumbass that I know it's over, and I'm the only one still here. Swinging for the fences, giving my all when you got a foot and a half out the door and shit. And, I'm that dumb dude. I got to wait for the complete piano to fall on my head. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is like, okay, I got it. I got the message and I'm gone now.
Yeah. So, like I said, I wish that would be the case where women would just break up with me because I'm done with them, and they just would stay and linger, and I have to finally tap them on the shoulder and go, "Oh, by the way, this is over. So see my friend Mr. Giles, and he'll give you a care package on your way out. Thank you very much." Thank
but you know what? It's so funny. Women, as women, we know when it's over. We just try to keep hope alive. So I know a lot of my friends. I talk to them, and they tell me different things that men are doing to them or whatever. And I can tell that the men are done, but they are still trying to hang on because they just don't want to start with anybody new. But I'm sitting there like, you're going to be with somebody new pretty soon because he's done. Like, he's done. Like, he's, you know.
But they don't want to eat new ass.
They don't want to eat new ass. They're used to the same old ass. So
Diego, what you been doing over the summer? It's
an ass eating phenomenon. Right. Seems like a theme, huh?
I'm telling you, if you haven't done it, I'm telling you, it's the best shit out.
Okay, all right. Very well, then. Wow. Okay, that was no.
And here we are.
Right. And all right. And there you are. All right. So Miss Sonia, I know you have a question to ask the crew. Are you ready to go, madam?
Yes. Okay. So, you know, over the summer, I've been hanging out with my girls, you know, and we've been doing things, going places and stuff. So.
All right.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All tanned up and shit.
Right?
So, not even one of my girlfriends, two of my girlfriends are in relationships. They're in these relationships where the men are somewhat ballers and they like the they like the fancy cars and they like to go to those places, you know, and the guys, you know, throw money away. They pop in bottles, all that. Okay. But the men are not treating them right. Like even the way in which they speak to them, it's like sort of like demeaning and degrading. And I kind of witnessed this at a birthday party. My girlfriend had a birthday party and, you know, her man was, you know, kind of showing off for us, really, you know, buying them champagne and $500 this far. And I'm looking at him like, I hope your bills are paid. Cause I'm, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, I'm counting like, mm-mm-mm. So she walked up to him and said something and he ignored her and just walked right by her. So I said, well, what the fuck is wrong with him? You know, she was like, oh, wait. And, you know, she starts making excuses for him. Well, you know, he's just tired. It's, you know, he's okay. And I'm like, mm. So I started like noticing little things. So later on, you know, I basically asked her, I said, so what's going on with that? Are you happy? Are you not happy? I said, I didn't really like the way he spoke to you. And she was like, well, no, you know, when we're good, we're good. But when we're bad, we're bad. So I'm like, what the hell does that mean? But anyway, I digress. So my question is it settling or is it being a damn fool? Or is she being a damn fool? Like, is she just settling because she doesn't want to find anybody else? Or is she just being a damn fool? Because so many women are in this predicament.
Who wants to take
that? I was going to say Diego.
Or is she gold digging?
I'm gonna jump on this one. Right? First of all, she's a damn fool. Know your place. That's all I'm going to say. Know your place. If your man balling and you're, you know, his hoe for the night, know your place. But the bottom line is she's not settling because she has nothing to settle on. She's just something to do right now until he gets tired of her and bring in a new trophy piece to take her place. Okay.
So it's been 2 years.
Because I mean, hoes last forever. That's the wonderful thing about being a hoe. They're always there. You can always pull them out, you know, shake them out, beat them like an old rug during the summertime and bring them out. Because the bottom line is, think about it. You've been a hoe for 2 years with this man. He's still treating you like crap, but yet you're still there because you're caught up with the bling bling. You know, or what you think is bling bling, because I bet you that nigga's driving the old Benz and shit. So the bottom line is this. You're just caught up with the, you know, like Big B said, you're just basically gold digging and hustling backwards. You're with a man who really ain't doing nothing with you at all, but just kind of keeping you around. So, I mean, the bottom line, she's just being stupid. She's not settling. She's just being stupid.
Okay.
Well, not to jump, but so, Diego, let me ask you then. So what do you think, before B and I answer, what do you think, like, she, if she was settling, what is an example of settling?
To me, it's, settling is like, okay, I want a guy, like, I start off and I might want a guy who's 6'9", okay? And so how many guys I dated 6'9"? Then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I meet a guy and, you know, he's not 6'9", he's 5'11". You know, he's you know, okay. He's 5'11".
You would have said like 5'7" or 5'6" or something. Well, 5'11", that's totally 6'9", different.
But what I'm just saying, but the bottom line is you're basically kind of saying, you know something, I'm used to this guy trying to, you know, taking me out this and taking me out to fancy restaurants and everything like that. But guess what? I'm not really getting anything out of that. I mean, I'm getting, of course I'm getting, you know, taken out to fancy places and being shown off, but no one's treating me special. Then all of a sudden you meet this guy who's 5'11", he's into you, he's showing you respect, and, you know, he's treating you a certain way. And then that's, you're kind of settling into, it's not really settling, it's really kind of getting your comfort zone of who you really are, especially at a certain age. You know, if you're 40 years old and you're still chasing, you know, the pipe dream instead of realizing who you are and where's your fit at, then yeah, you're being a fool, you know?
Okay, let me see. All right, so I don't know. I think, like, you know, I always feel like, know your worth, first of all. And clearly she's not comfortable in herself, where if she's already in 2 years and this guy's not treating her very well, so what? He buys the VIP and you get bottles with that. Big deal. Anybody can put that shit on your credit card, okay, and still not be, you know, doing shit. So that's not a big deal. You know, I wonder about the other ways when it's just her and him, mm-hmm, you know, how does he treat you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if that doesn't feel right, or if that doesn't feel like, you know, mm-hmm, if that doesn't feel right, then even if it is 2 years, that's time to let go. I don't care how old you are. You can be 20, you could be 30, you could be 40, you could be 50. It doesn't matter. If somebody is just putting money into you or money into the relationship and there's nothing else there, you know, I mean, and this is not saying we're putting the gold digger thing aside. If, you know, you're making your own money, blah, blah, blah. So that's fine. But, you know, if he's not taking you to other places, he's not taking you, you know, when he hangs out with his friends, he's not doing those type of things and doing other things for you besides buying bottles in the club, then I don't know, dude. I'm like, I feel like that's, like he said, I don't think that's settling, but, you know, I feel like you're just kind of like, okay, I'm here, mm-hmm, you know, and you might just keep trying to hold on, hoping and wishing and praying that something's going to change, mm-hmm, you know, further down the line for you, when really it's probably going to stay the same. And then next thing you know, you go and blink, and you're going to be 40, and you're going to blink, and you're going to be 50, and this man is going to keep doing whatever he's doing on the side, because now you old to him, mm-hmm, so he's gotten somebody else that's younger, mm-hmm, that he can, you know, give a couple dollars to make her happy, or buy her some, you know, cheesy-ass jewelry, or maybe pay a bill or two, or maybe get your hair done, or whatever. But I do agree with Diego when it comes to settling. I think if you're settling, I think that's totally different. Mm-hmm. Settling is, you know, it's like, well, wait a minute. Settling is like just, I don't know, giving up. Well, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So I think if you're dating somebody, like, you want a 6'9 dude, but he's really 5'8", I don't think that's settling. I think that's finally growing up. Right. And realizing that, you know, okay, maybe I can't get a 6'8 dude with a six pack and a bank account that's larger than I've ever seen before, and this and this and this and this and this. But maybe I can get a 5'8 dude that, you know, makes more money than, I don't know, you or whatever, if that's your goal. I mean, he might not be a millionaire or even making six figures, but he makes a comfortable salary, treats you well, he don't got no bills. Y'all go on trips and y'all do fun shit. Like, I don't think that's settling. I think that's just growing the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which a lot of people out here, I think they think that's what they're doing growing up, but they're not.
Right.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think we spoke on this person. Isn't this the same person that the guy leaves her, like, for weeks or days or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's she right. listens to the show.
Then she'll learn some
shit. Can we edit this part out, sir?
We got to edit this out. Then your dumb ass, you're going to learn something.
Well, hold up. If he leaves you for weeks, that means he got another family.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes. I mean, sorry to put your business out there, but nobody else knows who you are. I don't even know who you are. Right. Don't know who you are, whatever. So we don't know who you are. So I would just say, like, he got another family.
Or
he got a main chick and you the side chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the harem somewhere, but you ain't even the wife.
You in rotation.
You in the harem. Because I'm like, if you're satisfied with somebody, like, buying bottles, first of all, girl, buy your own bottles.
Right.
Or the money you would spend on buying bottles, take your ass out the country and go do something fun for yourself.
But she's part of the low budget chick.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Go to somewhere else. Go to Florida. Go to New York, or go to Miami. I mean, like, Miami, or go to LA or somewhere and have a great time.
Newark or New Jersey.
Hey, I'm just saying, you can drive into the city. Whatever you want to do. You know, I don't know. You ready? With this fuckery over here, you ready?
Oh goodness, she's gonna be like, bitch.
Actually, no. She won't be, because we don't know who you're talking about.
Right, you guys don't know.
You know, the thing is this: you choose the life that you want to live, and then you have the audacity to look dumbfounded when you get exactly what you ask for.
Oh, man. Mm.
I don't get it. If you're going to be in that game, because that's all it is a game. It ain't a relationship. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in that game, at least know from your standpoint, at least know what your number one strategy is, and that's harvest your nuts. If that nigga's spending and he balling and he doing all this and all of that, you should be tucking your money to the point where you won't have to go after ballers no more. You'll have your own, and you'll be the baller. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's come up 101. What the fuck game are you playing? You know what I'm saying? Honestly, what you are is you're a pincushion. You know what I'm saying? It's whenever he ready to pick you up and stick you, and he's going to throw you back down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, he'll make you feel important for the moment while he's in your while you in his hand. And then you done. And you looking around like, and then you making excuses for him. Come on. You know what I'm saying? You should be, if he's going to disrespect you like that, at least tell your girls, even if it ain't true, at least tell your girls, you know, fuck that nigga. I got my plan going or whatever. Let him play that fool or whatever. You looking behind him like you making excuses for this dude for real?
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
He said that's bad. But you know,
it's bad. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with being a hoe though.
You.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a hoe. But I mean,
if you are, just embrace your hoedom. I mean, just say what it is.
I was going to say, well, I don't, I mean, again, I don't know who you're talking about, but so I don't know if that sounds like her intention.
No, that's
but,
not her. That's my other girlfriend.
Right. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know if that sounds like her intention. But anyway, we're going to take a really quick break, peeps.
I know you're under a lot of pressure.
And we will be right back.
Understand. You have no idea how much I understand. But you also don't have any idea how much I love you. I love you so much. I think about you. I feel you in my heart. I miss you. I miss you terribly. I've always wanted someone like you in my life. I love you so much. I'd do anything. Be a perfect woman for you.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic.
explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at, where they can get hit and won't get back to their soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it, yeah, the bitch took the whole eight and ran with it, then let mailman hit it and hitman hit it. Damn bitches, man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Air touch
next
me.
Time it even takes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you.
Staring, be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? In the palm of my hand, huh. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance, your knees just wanna break, your eyes keep me all in the trance. And let me ask you,
welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Dating sucks? Question mark. Because we're still trying to explore. Does it suck? Is it cool? We don't know. If you have any feedback, you know how to do it. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS. I kind of feel like we want to hear your voice on this one. So you know, hey, don't be shy.
Yeah, you know, because
don't feel like this is about you, because maybe this show wasn't about you. You know how you go to church and you hear a sermon and maybe like pastor ain't talking to you, they talking to the person beside you. So, you know, don't get in your feelings when you hear this show, okay?
But Savion Glover, if them shoes fit, tap dance your ass off.
There you go.
Word up. Word up. All right. So let's get into the next question. If a man takes the time to get a manicure and a pedicure, does that mean he is effeminate? Does that mean he got a little chick in the tank? I mean, he a little sweet?
I hope not.
Okay, what? I need a little more.
I hope it don't mean that, because I try to. I don't really do the manicure like I used to, because the nature of my job. Well, actually, I probably should do it more because of the nature of my job. I mean, I beat the shit out of my hands lifting boxes and stuff and stacking shit and glass and all that. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm at the point in my life where getting a pedicure is no longer just for vanity reasons. There's some days I'm like, nigga, I can't walk today. I need to, you know what I'm saying? I need to go in there, like I always say, I need to go let Helen drop me down to shoe size. Because, man, after she get finished scraping and scrubbing, and I swear to God, I go from a 15 to a 12.
God damn it.
She's scraping.
I'm trying to tell
She's
you.
She's scraping.
And, my days are so beautiful. Wow. When I wake up and I hit this one shop, 10 a.m. when they open the doors, boom, I get a quick work over, enjoy the rest of my day. You
walking on sunshine, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, and for me, it doesn't even stop there, because, like, nowadays I'm rocking a beard. If you see how much beard care product that I have, I mean, I'm like, and the main reason again is because, like, this beard thing is new to me, and I notice you drop a lot of food in your fucking beard. And that shit can be nasty. So I keep a comb, I keep a brush, I keep brushing it. I got shit that I put in it to clean it throughout the day. And that's, again, that's
respect.
Just...
respect.
Right, that's just because, you know, you never know, you know, when mama going to walk up on you and want to kiss, and she don't want to smell spaghetti and shit all. You know what I'm saying? So...
wait, so before they answer the question, do you do it on purpose where you have, like, gray, then it's black, then it's gray? Like, is that intentional?
Luckily, that's how that grows.
Is that just, that's not just for men?
No, that's me.
Oh, all right, then. Okay.
That's smooth. I must say, yeah. It does look smooth.
Like that's pretty cool, yeah, that it does that.
So it's,
I respect
it's
it,
it's not going to be there for long, because if you look on the underside, it's
the creeping.
Anarchy is coming.
It's creeping.
So, yeah.
I got you.
That's
okay.
Smooth, though.
Sorry, but I'm going to take it while it's here.
Cool. So, all right. Well, Diego, I feel like you should go next, and then
I don't think anything's wrong, because there's nothing nastier than nasty, ashy, black toenail. Because you know, guys, you know who I'm talking about. If you walking around and your toenails look like midnight, you know what I'm talking
God
about.
God damn.
That's like, there's nothing worse than seeing guys with black toenails and ashy feet, and they got to have the nerve to walk around with sandals on and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a lot of you African brothers out there. That's just what y'all do. But the bottom line, no, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've been getting pedicures and manicures for years. And I, you know, to me, it was just one of those things where you should take care of yourself. I mean, if you really like yourself or love yourself, you should always want to take care of yourself. And that's just the way it is. I mean, and to me personally, I can't stand a woman if my feet look better than yours. I mean, so, you know, women, yeah, it's just not a good look. I mean, women with busted feet out there, you know, toes look like they do a gang signal and stuff like that. It's just not a good look. So, bottom line, no, it's nothing feminine about it. Even though if you are feminine, you are a feminine male, and you're getting your feet done, there's nothing wrong with that. I just think that everyone needs to invest in themselves and get off the little stereotype.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself. Treat yourself. I mean, because if you don't treat yourself well, who will? That's why I'm looking at it.
Now, my question to that question is, and this is the age-old argument that I've always heard, guys that get clear polish if they get their manicure or pedicure, have you now crossed the line?
No.
Well, I was going to say, y'all should answer that, and then Sonya still has to answer the actual question, but that's...
Well,
that's
no,
a good
I like clear. I like to get mine buffed.
That's what
I like to get mine buffed because
buffing is different than clear.
Well, I mean, I don't mind clear on my toes, but I get my nails buffed because I like that little shine. I like a little pop on my toes. Okay. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, all right.
I like a little when I wear my sandals. I like my toes a little sparkle in the sunshine. So.
What?
Hey, I'm sorry, because the bottom line, once you get your toes done for a male, for a man, you really can't tell that you got your toes done. So it's like, I like them to put a little clear coat on there.
If them Jones ain't crusty, when I rub up against them, I know you got them done.
No, because I need to be wearing my sandals and my flip-flops. I need to see that my toes are popping. So I need
popping.
Yeah, I need to see the sunshine sparkling on my toes.
Yo, is your joints popping now? Let me see. Hold up.
Let's see.
Oh, you have on, right, you have on a, they're not popping.
Well, they got a little ring.
Only on the big toe.
Yeah, on the big toe.
What's the other toes doing?
Well, I mean, you know, I got pink toes. All my toes are pink. If your toenails are brown, see a doctor.
Wait.
I'm serious.
That's my turn signal. I'm making a right turn off this conversation right now.
That's what I'm saying, wait.
If your toenails are brown, see a doctor. I'm just saying.
Okay. Sonia, do you even remember what the question was?
I don't understand. I don't know. So I just appreciate a man who gets his toes and his nails done. Because, you know, first thing I look at, it's, you know, I'm like a hygiene freak. So I look, you know, make sure you don't have dirt under your nails and stuff like that, you know. So, I mean, and then even, you know what, you can even make it into like a little thing that you guys can go together. You can get like joint pedicures and manicures. I think, you know, so you can have fun with it. There's nothing wrong with looking good, you know, your feet looking good. And especially if you want to rub your feet on me, don't be cutting my skin.
Nobody want that.
Nobody want that.
sir.
So my question is this, ladies.
Yes. I can't even answer.
I know, but before you answer, because what's your take on these dudes with these long fingernails?
Oh. Is it the one pinky?
I
like
don't
the
care
coke
if it's
nail?
The one pinky.
No, I mean,
the one,
which is like, it ain't the 80s.
My thumb
or the
so
70s.
I can split my blunts. Fuck all that.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. No. No, your nails need to not be longer than mine. And my nails are short because yeah. I don't have any acrylic on it.
That's
so.
Not hot.
Nope.
Nope.
That is the
nasty. It's
nasty.
Yeah, first thing I think is like this dirt and germs underneath
Absolutely.
There.
Well, let me speak up for the people that might have dirt and stuff under their nails, because it depends on your profession. You know what I'm saying? If you work a job where you outside, or you digging in dirt, or you working on cars, or you doing whatever, then fine, that's cool. Then you're going to have dirt under your nails. And that's normal.
Mechanics.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's normal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you got like long ass nails, like I said, and they're longer than mine, and mine are pretty short right now, no. Mm-mm. Even if you had like I said, back in the 80s, 70s, people had that one nail on the pinky that was long because it was a coke nail. Mm-hmm. You ain't a dealer. No. That's not your profession.
Just roll a dollar bill up slow.
Right. Yeah, let's upgrade and cut that. While you sleep, I'm going to cut that off. Click, like Samson.
But Queen, so if your man is a mechanic, it's all right, like, 9 o'clock at night at dinner, he got that reverse black French manicure going on? Mm-hmm.
Well, but I mean, I would think sometimes it is, like if you're working on a car or whatever, sometimes it probably is, unless you have like specialty soap or something. Maybe
Kojo and a scrub brush.
Well, that's what I said. Maybe it's kind of harder to get off that dirt, but I would understand it more. I would respect it more.
Pumice
if
stone.
You did. A pumice stone underneath the nail is not going to help you.
Not underneath the nail, but that embedded grease that be on the knuckles and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you just wear a glove now. No, you know, surgical glove.
Some do. Some mechanics do. I mean, even if you go to like and get your feet done or whatever, or your, you know, like they will have on gloves because it's like the water will mess up their nails. You know, because before, the first time I got a pedicure, and she had on gloves, I was like, ooh, she just don't want to touch my feet? Like, what is that about? I don't understand. But then it's like, you know, having conversation with, you know, the techs, it's like, oh, you know, my hands are in water all day, so that's going to mess up my nails and my hands. So I was like, oh, I get it. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I get it. But anyway, so.
I just don't like going. I like going when it's empty. I like going on off days.
I go at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but see, my whole thing is, like I said, I wear size 15. I don't, for some people, I think it's amusing. I don't want to keep talking about my feet and what size
they
are.
Oh, you got big feet. What's that?
Yeah, I'm doing slim. I'm relaxing. You see these headphones? They hear, so I don't have to listen to your ass.
Excuse me.
Right.
they hitting you. Excuse me.
I just, like the whole row, like I'll just, like I'll be taking my shoe off and I'll look at him, the whole row is like,
what are you doing over there?
Damn, mind your business.
All right then.
Well, I don't know why that baby toe don't got a nail on it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, let's not talk about people adding acrylic.
They be painting skin.
Okay, very well then. All right, before we get on to the next question, let me answer this question. So, again, if a man takes the time to get a manicure or a pedicure, does that mean he's effeminate? In my mind, it does not mean that. I think it means that he takes time for himself and he likes to look good. And pretty much like we were saying, treat yourself. You know, because I don't want to be laying in the bed and your calluses cut my sheets or shred my sheets or shred my foot. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. So I would prefer that. I'm not good at giving people manicures nor pedicures. So. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather for, like even Sonya said, like, let's go together. We have a standing appointment together. Like, I think that's cool. You can relax. I can relax. We can talk to each other. Or we can not talk to each other. Mm-hmm. You can turn on that massage chair and get your life. I can, you know, watch TV or talk to the tech, you know, nail tech while she's doing my pedicure and my manicure or whatever. And we're doing it together. But, no, if somebody out there, you think that's a feminine dude, girl, okay. get yourself together. You need to step up the caliber of men you date.
Mm-hmm. I've had five surgeries on my feet, so yeah, I got to I got to do work on them.
I'm just saying. Like, I prefer that. Thank you.
Call. Step up the caliber of men you date.
I'm just saying. Because a
bunch of busted chicks.
Right. You know?
I would love to hear from the people that think that.
What, they think it's a feminine?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I want to hear from them.
That would be cool. If
like,
you
give me your reasons. Like,
yeah.
You know,
why? Like, why do you think that? You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's like some people have like, they don't like seeing dirt under nails and it grosses them out, you know, or maybe, like I said, you're laying in a bed with somebody. Do you want them to cut you while you guys are just laying there? Like, you don't want that?
Yeah. I've come across chicks that like them dudes that got the fingernails that are like, tannish brown, and you can see the rings like in the tree, how old they are. That all that nasty.
Well, I mean, but sometimes something happens and it's just it happens and it works that way. But
holler at me when he wipe his ass and tell me what that life is like.
Ooh, okay.
But those same chicks probably got yeast infections too.
Oh, you
got,
shit. What?
That dude rubbing that clit and you got dirty nails and stuff like that. Come on. I mean, really?
You were not messing up a pH balance. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's what I'm saying. You messing up a pH balance. I learned that when I was a young kid. You don't mess up a pH balance. Yeah.
Oh, no. If I see your hands and your nails are doing something, you ain't using
and
that.
And
on
especially
me.
The era that we all came up in with finger popping was something.
Exactly. Not like a good finger pop.
When you told somebody we going to the movies.
Right. You finger pop.
We finger pop.
Not like a good finger pop.
You know, and then you go outside and be like, smell this.
Make that sound.
Yeah, that's stirring the macaroni sound.
So that doesn't mean she has a yeast infection. Okay, all right, we're not.
Your fingers are dirty.
Wait. All right, that's another conversation for a different day. So let's, before y'all go on that part, finger popping and macaroni, we're not going to talk about. Okay. All right, so let's get a little serious. So this question was actually pretty interesting that someone submitted, and they asked, would you date someone with a substance abuse problem? If not, why?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's serious.
He said,
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. That's what I'm saying. Let's switch lanes. Would you date someone with a substance abuse problem? If not, why?
Okay.
Who's going to step up?
I'm just going to say, actually, no, I wouldn't. If I found out that you had a substance abuse problem, whether it's gambling, addiction, alcohol, drug addiction, if I found out, I'm dropping you like a hot cake. One, because I'm not that compassionate. Sex addiction is one thing, but like I say,
well, I did say substance abuse problem, but we'll say like an addiction.
Addiction.
Okay.
But I mean, if you have an addiction, let's just go with the main ones of alcohol and drug addiction. I can't deal with you. I mean, the bottom line, I'm not a compassionate person for one that would overlook that, and if that would always be in the back of my mind at when you're going to trip up, because once you trip up, then I'm not going to be that person who's going to be there for you and try to get you back into rehab. And I'm just not that compassionate of a person. So, I mean, my answer to that, no. I mean, I would immediately stop talking to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would wish you the best of luck, but the bottom line, I wouldn't talk to you.
Nothing but the best for you.
Okay, yeah, but go anyway. Ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
I say no. I have to agree with Diego. And here's my reasoning. Because you have to look at it this way. If you're dating this person, you're around this person an awful lot. And if anybody has ever been in a relationship for quite some time, you start to become who you're around. Like the closest five people around you are the people who you start to become. And if you're not strong enough, then you either A, you start picking up those bad habits, or you're always arguing because it's always some kind of riff. Like, why are you doing that again? Well, you know, I was doing this before. Well, I don't like it. And so it's just like you're never at peace. You're never at peace. So it never works. It's never going to work. It's because either a crackhead can't be with a non-crackhead. It's like two crackheads have to be together for it to work. You know what I mean?
Steal my shit. I'm sorry. Do I gotta lock up everything before I go? Do I have to kick you out the apartment before I leave? Go to work?
Yeah, it's true. I've seen it around the way growing up in the Boogie Down. It just doesn't work when one is, and especially if you both were doing drugs and then one gets clean, they end up breaking up because you can't, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So you definitely can't even tolerate that.
I can't
do it.
I was thinking about it at first, and I was thinking, like, for me, I drink. I'm a social drinker, and I drink for a living, actually. So I was thinking, I know, right? That sounds kind of funny. I mean, yeah, really. I'm in the beer industry, so drink all the time. But no, so I was thinking, suppose she just was heavy on alcohol. But then I was like, nah, because I know the type of places that I go, and I know the image that I uphold.
Damn, she can't be, because that bar out there, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right, literally dead.
So then I was like, suppose she was just addicted to weed. But I just can't. The answer is no. And then even when you said the whole, so I know you was joking, but the whole addicted to sex, I mean, you just let me know off the break, my dick will never be enough. You know, so man, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes you gotta realize who you are as a person to say, you know, something. No, I can't deal with you, and I'm not an enabler. If you're fucked up, you just gonna take your little fucked up ass somewhere else, because I ain't gonna help you. I ain't that kind of guy. I wish I was. I mean. You know, I'm hard enough. If you were like kind of, I don't know, maybe you had an affliction and shit, I would be hard pressed to deal with you. So I know.
That's all right. Yeah, that's another question for another day, right there. But so let me see. So I think like a lot of people out here are Captain Save-A-Ho, whether it's men or it's women, and I think. But for me, I think with addiction, I think I would have to draw the line there. Then maybe at a point we could just be friends and I can help you through whatever you're doing. But nah, being in a relationship with somebody that is that has an addiction, like you said, whether it's sex or it's alcohol or it's weed, because, you know, some people have to, like, you know, they smoke weed. It's not just, oh, I'm smoking weed today and I'm doing it today and I got home from work and I'm trying to relax and I'm smoking weed. Some people smoke weed like all damn day long. Mm-hmm. And they don't see that as an addiction. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's in a category to me. That's in a category too. So, you know, we could be friends, and if you need some help, you need somebody to drive you to therapy or your addiction center or Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever it is you're going through, I can do that for you. But I think, like, once I would find out, you know, that you had a problem, I don't think I can be in a relationship with you, because, you know, like B said, it's like your job, you know, there's alcohol or there's something around, then what I would do in my day to day could be a hazard for you and could make you fall down more often than get up. And I don't think that would be a good thing for you to do. So I think I would just be the friend at the end and just be like, hey, I'll drive you to that appointment or I'll do whatever I need to do to help you. But relationship wise, nah, I'm not going to do that, dog. I can't do it. 'Cause, you know, maybe for me, certain things could be a trigger for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't have an addictive personality, but I'm saying, but, you know, you do certain things, maybe that might, who knows, one day make me fall down a rabbit hole. I ain't trying to be on crack. I made it 40 something years and I've never been on crack, never tried crack.
I think you never might be one of the only people I know that could, like, in the same night, have some beer, liquor, weed, coke, heroin, and crack. And just get up tomorrow morning and be like, all right, everybody good?
Oh, no. Right, I don't need.
You'd probably be the first one up cooking breakfast and be like, are y'all good?
Well, I don't know, and I've never been that person. I don't want to try to be that person.
I seen you put some work in and been like, damn, how is she not
no
laying across the floor?
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, as you get older, it is not as easy as it as it was. I ain't gonna front.
Not to say that you are lush or anything, but you just your shit.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, you know your limits.
Sure. See, and that's the key: knowing your limits, so where it's, you can get to the point where you are not overdoing it, where you're not also in the category being addicted to something,
right.
And just knowing, like, maybe you like, you know, going out, like you said, just like you're a social drinker, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But there are people that aren't, and they can't handle those certain things.
Right.
And it's like, if you dated somebody that's like that and you understand, then maybe, you know, that's not the person for you, because that could be a trigger for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had an addictive personality with certain things,
right.
And you can't date somebody that has the same addictive personality for you, because that's going to lead you down a bad road that you don't need to be down. Right. You know what I mean?
And again, you know, we're here to advocate love or advocate getting the hell out of the bad situation.
Sure, absolutely.
So if, you know, trust, if you are that strong-willed person that can take on the challenge of someone's addiction and you're going to fight to your last breath to pull them through or see them through, man, everybody needs somebody.
Absolutely. That's why I said I would be the friend to take you to your appointment. But relationship-wise, no, I wouldn't be in a relationship with you. I would just be your
just,
homie.
Just know what you're getting into, because it's ugly. I mean, I've not been in relationships, but I've been around people that teeter that fence. And, you know, what do we used to call them back in the day? Like, people that are like pickle, like one drink and they're already, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, back to fall down, slurring words, whatever, whatever.
I have friends like that.
You know, yeah. And so
would judge you, but it's like, I'm still standing.
Right.
And you're on the ground and we have to help you up. So don't do it. Right. So any closing words, Sonia and Diego? I saw y'all over there like, wait.
I mean, I think it's commendable that you would drive the person. I ain't driving you nowhere.
Can you get them an Uber?
I ain't getting you no Uber. I'm gonna say, you know, best of luck to you and hit the road, because because you're weak, and I just look at you as your weak person, and I mean, if you'll get it together, and you know, best of luck to you. But I'm not trying to help you. I'm not trying to be your friend. You know, best of luck to you.
Well, I think it depends on how long and what kind of relationship you have with the person. You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody you dated for like a minute. And then they still have, well, see, then it goes back to ghosting.
So. No, I had a brother. I had a brother who's addicted to gambling. And I took him to an AA meeting. And I said, look, nigga, you got one time to fuck up. And you're on your own. Now, I'll come to these meetings with you because you're my brother. As many times as you need me to come because you're my brother. But you fuck up one time, you're on your own. And, of course, he fucked up and he didn't go back. And I was like, well, fuck it then, because I'm not that kind of guy. So, yeah, I mean, if you're not my flesh, if I did that to my flesh, you know damn well what I'm going to do to you, and you're just some person out there. I don't care.
Some rando.
Yeah, some random person. Yeah, so.
I feel the same way. I actually, in high school, dated this guy and didn't know he was a crackhead. Like he
what got, the what?
So let me tell you, because
you didn't know he was a crackhead.
He hid it from me.
He still your shit.
No, he still his mama shit. That's how I found out. Like, he was trying to, you know, he played it off.
in high school.
I'm telling you, the struggle was real.
I'm sorry, real quick. Who knows somebody in high school that was a crackhead?
I'm telling you.
Please email indeedshow@yahoo.com. If you know somebody in high school, you were like, they're a crackhead.
Yeah. And didn't know, because, you know.
That shit wasn't around. I'm
working my little after school job or whatever. And he came to my job to walk me home, I'm using quotes, and tried to steal my paycheck. And that's, and I was like, oh, okay, you're on drugs. And I had to, ran home. I had to run home.
So basically, him being real skinny with doo-doo around his mouth didn't give you a clue?
No, you could not tell.
What doo-doo?
That's doo-doo, baby.
You could not, I mean, you couldn't tell. Outwardly, you could not tell. He was holding it together.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to go backwards, but
right.
How did he try to steal your check? He
said, let's just make him relive this.
No, how no, did he so try to steal your? I'm sorry.
He tried to. He
how?
Tried, well, he tried. We were walking home. He tried to pull my pocketbook off of me. He tried to yank it.
No,
off.
He didn't try to steal your check. He tried to rob you.
He tried to rob me. And mind you, like, and knew him for like.
He didn't give you the gator,
like,
though.
2-3 years.
Like, baby, you know I need that check, right?
No, it wasn't even. Come on, it was dance. Just like, it was like walking. He tried to hang back a little bit. I turned around. He was like trying to steal my back. So I like pushed him and like ran home. And I mean, he didn't catch me, but
how long
I was
did you
so.
He wasn't a real like, crackhead if he ain't, like, if you outran
like
him.
2 years.
No, he probably was because like maybe he used.
I didn't see. I seen a crackhead run for like 7.5 miles at top speed.
Towards the end, I don't know. Okay, right. But needless to say, that was the last time I saw him. So
like when he man. Came into your job to pick you up, and he had like a rope.
No,
and his lips belt were white. His name was Tyrone Biggums.
It wasn't even like that. I couldn't tell.
And he had a dirty wife beater and some jeans on,
and white
with
lips.
A rope holding his
I'm
jeans.
Saying, and white lips.
Baby, that doo-doo, baby.
If he looked like that, I would not have messed with him. Just a regular, average, just like
you. You don't even know.
Just regular.
Ooh,
walking around.
She trying to say.
No, I'm just saying. But he was put together. You know, he was well right. put together. I mean, right. I'm just.
No,
yeah.
So you
I mean,
blinded by the light.
I mean, come on. After 2 years, you get comfortable.
Diego, you smoke crack?
No. Do you smoke crack? You can tell me.
No, I'm saying, do you smoke crack? I'm asking Diego.
No,
do you
I don't smoke crack. I don't smoke crack.
Okay.
I might eat crack, but
that
I don't smoke crack.
That was very traumatizing. I didn't want to have to relive that.
Oh, we're sorry.
Crack.
See, you know what? That's why this show will do it to you. In Deep Show,
put
nobody's
personal business out there, but what's the strongest drug y'all ever took?
The strongest what?
Drug.
Well, if I wasn't...
Illegal drug.
Illegal? Illegal. You know... I've never smoked a joint in my life. I've never done any illegal drugs. I've never even smoked a joint. Mm. I'm looking forward to it, though.
You have to be with somebody you ask, especially when you get old.
I
you have to be with somebody you that you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. You
yeah,
done
that's
it
not
either?
My.
Hmm?
You ever smoked a joint?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've never done this.
Junior high, nigga, I was smoking like a chimney in junior high.
Yeah, I've never smoked a joint. I've never done any illegal drugs.
He said a joint. You already know right there. Like, who says that? Who says joint? You already know that's not.
Weed.
The strongest drug that I ever, I guess, say that I did would have to be Molly.
Oh, you did a Molly?
I did a Molly.
Did you touch people?
I'm going to be real ignorant right now.
Nah.
What is that?
You know what? My body's not built
wait,
for that
hold
shit.
On. She asked you, what is it?
Yeah, what
tell
is
her.
It? I don't
Molly,
know.
It's...
What is it? MD? What,
yeah,
I
it's
what
the stronger version
the of it is.
Ecstasy.
Right. Supposedly, it makes you, like, touchy-feely and, like, feel good and you want to just do it and
it
whatever.
It was the most miserable fucking night of my life.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And... for some reason, I had this grand plan of how this was going to happen. And mistake number one, I was going to go out of town and do it.
Okay.
You don't want to be out of town feeling like shit.
Right. And do it with somebody you trust if you're trying shit for the first time. Because you want to be with somebody that's going to call 911 in case you need it.
So Queen knows, I go up to Philly for a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? I'm always running up to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to go up to Philly, you know, boom, 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 you know, get a room, chill out, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm going to hit this Molly and then, and,
like,
you know.
I'm gonna take a Tylenol.
And then go out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm thinking that I'm going to have some dinner and I'm going to go party. Whatever.
That's the purpose? What? Hold on. Molly, you take it, you go out, like I said, you have a good time, you touch people, you feel good.
Right.
So, supposedly, that's how it goes down.
Now, what I should have known is my body chemistry is, even with legal drugs, my body fights like shit. Like, it just does this fighting thing and shuts down. So, you know, the guy that I got it from, he was a good friend, you know, someone I could trust. And he, you know, he told me in advance, like, okay. Shit we got is some of the bombs I ever had. So, blah, blah, blah. He coached me as to what is going to happen, you know, so I wouldn't freak out when it, you know, because it was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had my marching orders. I'm like, boom, I'm ready. Had my shit ironed, laid out on the bed, you know, boom, 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 took a shower. So I said, all right, you know, let me go ahead and pop this joint. Boom, hit it. So, you know, I'm chilling, watching TV. Ain't nothing happening. Just completely nothing is happening. Uh-huh. For this shit to be as good as this dude talked it up to be. So I'm like, man. So, I start texting him. I'm like, all right, you know, ain't nothing really going down, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you not feeling nothing at all? He said, did you take the whole pill? I'm like, yeah. So I said, only thing that I feel is sort of a little bit of tingling in my fingertips and my toes. So I don't feel shit else. Mm-hmm. So he was like, all right, well, maybe you should wait a little bit. So I waited. I texted him back. I was like, look, sometimes with prescribed medication, because of my size, I get a higher dosage. Mm-hmm. I said, you think maybe I should take another one? Mm. And he was like, nah, I don't think you should do that. And so, and he said, well, maybe a half. And so I replied back to him, man, fuck it. Go big or go home. Mm-hmm. So... I hit another one. I didn't get euphoric. I didn't feel good. I felt like I wanted to get out of my skin. Mm. Oh. And I just was like just walking around. I literally, the entire night, I walked around the hotel room. walked to the door, looked out a peek hole. Walk back. Well, it was like a suite type joint. So I had a little kitchen. I walk in the kitchen. I look in the fridge. Walk back around the bed. I sit on the edge of the bed. Look at the TV. Get back up. Walk around. Sit in the chair. Walk back. Look in the peephole out the door. I did that all night.
You didn't go out?
Fuck no. Because I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But this is not. And I work in the club scene. So I see people on the shit. And they're like, no, I wasn't feeling that. I was feeling like, oh, nigga, I want this out of me. So I did that all night. And so it was getting to the point now the sun is coming up. And I'm like, I got to check out this room at noon. And this shit is still full-fledged going on in me. And I got to drive to D.C. So I was like, all right, you know what? I got it. I said, I'm going to check out. I'm going to drive to the edge of the parking lot, and I'm just going to sleep in my car. So I get in my car, put all my shit in the car, I drive to the edge of the parking lot. I didn't realize my hotel was across the street from the airport. So who's across the street looking at me? Please. So I'm like, here, I'm high as fuck driving. This is great. And I'm about to get locked up. So I was like, I can't sleep here. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go find someplace else to sleep this off. Mm-hmm. So I started driving and something made me get on 95. I had no depth perception. Damn. So I didn't know, like when cars hit brakes, I didn't know how much room I had left. I'm just like, I just wanted to, you know, that's all I kept saying. I want this shit out of me. I don't know what's happening. Right. I was like, Queen, you got to come up in. Come pick me up, yo. It was nuts. Wow. It usually takes me about an hour and 50 minutes to get to Philly.
Right.
It took me 4.5 hours to get home.
4 hours from Philly?
Every rest stop, I pulled over and went to sleep. Mm. It was the most miserable shit ever. Oh, so, yeah.
Kids, say no to drugs.
Say no.
Yeah.
Damn.
So no. Because you never know how it's going to be acted.
Yeah, maybe you need to take 2 full miles. Three full miles. No. 3.
Oh, first of all, if you're going to, let's back up. If you're going to do something like that, be with somebody that you know will take care of you.
Just don't do
it. You know what I'm saying? Well, first of all, don't do it. I mean, that's a given. But if you want to do it, be with somebody that's going to take care of you and understand, you know, like I said earlier, we're not going to be together, but I'll be your friend. And I'll take you to whatever. I mean, that would not saying that's for you,
right.
But I'm, you know, because that's like one and done. Because
but you know
that
what?
One,
though?
That one time you were like, okay, no.
But you know what? Never my again. Whole thing. Just stick with what you know. Alcohol has been so good to me. And I don't know why I ever want to abandon it to try other shit. Me and you have a bond.
But I'm going to try. I have this thought in my head that the last person that I end up with, whoever she is or whatever, that one day we can be there together. And I want to try and smoke weed with her. I mean, someone that I completely trust that's going to have my back.
If you smoke just regular weed, it's a great experience. Yeah. I can say, but don't start fucking around with skunk and all that other.
I don't even know what that is. So.
Yeah, don't just stick with some basic. And definitely get from someone you can trust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Be around somebody you can
trust.
We're
not advocating drug use.
No, absolutely not.
But we're just saying.
So anyway,
be safe.
Bottom line, be around somebody you trust. If you're going to do something, trust them to take care of you. But say no to somebody with a substance abuse problem because, no. You're not. We're not doing Captain Save-A-Ho here. We're too old for that shit. But anyway, so thank you guys for listening to the In Deep Show, Dating Sucks? ? Mm-hmm. Maybe other people out there with that same title, but no, this was the first dating show.
Shots fired.
I'm just saying. Bastards. No, this was the first Dating Sucks? ? Mm-hmm. If you have any feedback, as I said before, indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to, you know, leave us your voice message. We want to hear your voice. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. We want to hear your voice because sometimes, you know, that makes us laugh and we can get everything from you. 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS.
If you can keep it under 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, don't leave us no long shit, then we ain't going to play it, and we don't really care what you got to say.
Stop being afraid to say what you want to say.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like this show is going, we're going to get some feedback on this one. Because, because we're going to get some feedback on this one. So anyway, thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. We really, really appreciate you. And it's a long weekend. Take the In Deep Show with you. Just remember, you know, this is the In Deep Show. If you're under 18, then no, don't do it. So thank you for listening.
Yeah, take care.
Adios.
Chill.
Sometimes when you have a loved one and they have a problem,
ooh, yeah,
they just seem to tell you the same old story.
Ooh, they keep on.
They tell you that they're not on drugs, they're not drinking, but still and all, it still hurts.
Try to talk to you so we can compromise.